Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Benjamin Franklin famously said, "Nothing certain but death and taxes." And so far, he's been half right. Hi, I'm Christian Sager, not Ben Franklin. Spoiler alert, that guy's dead. And this is the Brain Stuff where we look at mortality, the big sleep, the end of the house party called life. Barring some astonishing medical breakthrough, we're all going to croak. You, me, even Nicolas Cage, and unfortunately our producer Dylan. But how? There are a few ways to approach this question. First, should we look at the deaths in a specific country like the US or, say, China? While we can pull some interesting statistics from a more narrowly defined study, doing so means we're essentially ignoring the rest of the world. So let's take a shot at the big kahuna of mortality studies, the Global Statistics on Death. In 2012, the most recent database available found just 5 conditions were responsible for 40% of annual deaths. Can you guess which one led the pack? If you thought something about heart disease, then congratulations, you are correct. You're still going to die, but always remember, you died a winner. Cardiovascular diseases wiped out an estimated 17.5 million people in 2012, accounting for 31% of all deaths. Of these fatalities, 7.4 million were due to coronary heart disease and 6.7 million were due to stroke. Specifically, that's ischemic heart disease, wherein there's a reduced blood supply to the heart. The most common cause of ischemic heart disease is atherosclerosis. That's where a plaque made of fat, cholesterol, calcium, and other substances builds up within your arteries. Eventually, this gunk hardens, reducing the amount of blood that can run through your system. And this means less delicious necessary oxygen reaches your organs. While some causes of death, such as AIDS, have declined over time, heart disease is on the rise. Why? Well, according to the World Health Organization, behavioral factors play a huge role in this affliction. Smoking, drinking too much booze, obesity, and a lack of physical activity can all contribute to the most unpleasant and perhaps final surprise of your life. Fortunately, experts around the globe are tackling this problem together. The member states of WHO, that's the World Health Organization, are working to achieve the goals created in the oh-so-suavely named Global Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases 2013 to 2020. Whew! While the title doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, the concept is worthwhile. In the U.S. alone, one out of every four deaths are caused by heart disease, and many people don't recognize the symptoms. Sure, one day we may be able to replace our bodies or upload our minds to the internet, but for now, the one body you have is the only one you're going to get. So for now, take care of it.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.